Hello, this is Anthony Brooks, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Strategy, bringing you our market commentary for the month of February. We're at the point in 2025 where most New Year's resolutions have been broken, and people struggling to make small talk are uttering the phrase, "Wow, I can't believe we're already in March." Investors and market watchers may have been thinking something entirely different, though, like, "Wow, that was the longest February ever." Despite the 28-day flood of headlines surrounding trade policy, economic conditions, and political disputes, the S&P 500 only suffered a modest 1% loss. That may seem surprising considering the extreme declines observed in the last 2 weeks of February, especially among tech stocks. The tech-heavy NASDAQ was down 4%, led by the formerly Magnificent Seven stocks, which were down over 6% on average. Tariff talk and inflation worries punished smaller asset classes as mid-cap stocks fell 4% and small caps lost nearly 6%. So why did the S&P 500 hold up so well? The logical and observed answer is that nervous investors began rotating into defensive sectors, of which the S&P has a large allocation. Consumer staples was the best performing sector, up 6%, with the other defensive sectors such as healthcare and utilities also registering positive gains. Consumer discretionary stocks had the worst month, falling over 9%. While Ukraine leader Zelensky and President Trump definitely brought the drama in the season finale of The Real Housewives of D.C., the market appeared to be more tuned in to the potential plight of the consumer. February consumer confidence declined for the third month in a row and registered the biggest drop in sentiment since August of 2021. Surprise tariff announcements on Canada and Mexico, along with government and corporate layoffs, have given consumers pause on their willingness to spend. This pause was observed in softer housing, manufacturing, and payroll data. This is significant as perceptions about the strength of the consumer often drive earnings expectations for the market, which brings us to our outlook. It would be too presumptive to assume that markets have officially tipped over into a different regime based on just 1 month's performance. It is, however, fair to say that the underlying dynamics of the market have changed. Interest rates are elevated and not likely to move significantly lower until the economy shows persistent signs of strength, which could be hard to do if unemployment continues to rise from record lows and proposed tariffs produce any rise in inflation, no matter how temporary. Lastly, earnings estimates are much higher than they've been over the past 2 years, which can create an environment of more frequent misses of expectations. The good news is that elevated earnings estimates means that there are still growth opportunities, which should be the engine that ultimately drives the market higher. With the change in dynamics, we believe that investors should put a premium on stable quality companies, as any move higher is likely to be more volatile than we've observed recently. We hope this monthly review has been helpful. Again, I'm Anthony Brooks, and on behalf of the Sawgrass Asset Management Investment Team, thank you for listening.